Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. What's happening? Thanks for joining us. The 49ers win. Jimmy goes out. Brock Purdy plays well, 33-17. We'll get into that conversation of what's ahead. Joe Davis had the call with Gerald Moose Johnson we had on last week. Plus, we got a ton of signings going on in Major League Baseball. Trey Turner, the latest to leave the Phillies for a reported 11-year, or to the Phillies for the reported 11-year, $300 million contract. Justin Verlander earlier today, $286 million plus. And over the weekend, Jacob DeGrom got everything going. He signs for 5 years with Bruce Bochy and the Texas Rangers. So things are crazy. Joe Davis joins us to talk about all of it, courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. First of all, we're going to have to start paying you at some point, so we need a rate. And then second of all, before we get into the 49ers, what do you think? Trey Turner leaves the Dodgers, and knowing the Dodgers, they're not going to just sit there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Let's get on the horn. Let's three-way my agent in here and get this rate established.
Exactly. We got to do something here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Geez, man. So that's actually the first I heard about the Trey Turner thing. I've been off the grid a little bit today. It makes sense. I think from the Phillies' perspective, I think you then move Bryson Stott to second and get a pretty nice setup there. That is a long deal. So good for Trey Turner. Good guy that performed really well in Los Angeles. And as far as the Dodgers' perspective on the whole thing, I don't think that there was ever going to be a reunion with him. So it's not surprising for me from the Dodgers' side. And they can go a few routes. You still have several other big-time free agent shortstops out there if they want to do that. There's still belief internally that Gavin Lux can play short, and you'd move him there and put your attention on second base, where there's not going to be as many guys available, but there's also not going to be, I don't think, as many buyers out there on the second base market.
And if they do move Gavin to short and don't get into it with Bogarts or Carlos Correa or Dansby Swanson, one thing that I keep hearing over and over again, and he's such a great outfielder, he could win a gold glove in center, and he's so great in right, is Mookie Betts could go back and play second base, and that could put him in the outfield market, which could bring in Aaron Judge. So do you think they're serious about moving Mookie Betts from right field to second base, Joe?
Yeah, Greg, I think eventually that'll happen, and eventually – could mean a lot of things because he's under contract for another 40 years or something like that. So look, he's going to move to second, I think, at some point during this Dodger deal. I don't know if it'll be immediately. I know he likes the idea of it. He also loves playing the outfield. But the whole infield thing, that's what he did as a kid. That's what he did coming up through the minors. And he has a lot of fun doing that. And he sees the wisdom in extending his career, you know, the physical burden that the outfield would play on his body compared to the infield. So he is more than open to making that move. If they were to make it, then it moves the pieces around a little bit. I would be shocked if they got Aaron Judge. It just, to me, does not line up with the way that Andrew Friedman in this front office typically operates. Yeah, they go big time free agents here and there, but I don't know. With the injury history that Judge has, like you bring up Freddie Freeman. Well, Freddie Freeman plays just about every day for his entire career. There's hardly any injury history there besides the wrist 1 year. So I think there's a little more confidence given him what they gave him. But a guy like Aaron Judge, you don't count him out on anything because of how deep the pockets are and how aggressive they've been historically. That one just would be surprising to me given all the factors.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Joe Javis is joining Tonight for Fox Sports, and he was in the house at Levi's Stadium with Daryl Johnson doing the Niners yesterday against the Dolphins, but of course the great voice of the Dodgers as well. And Trey Turner going to the Phillies just broke 11 years, $300 million. Real quick before we get over to the 49ers, in your mind, is there of the shortstop left, if they do get aggressive, has there been a shortstop that's been connected to the Dodgers of the ones that are remaining?
I think that you can find probably rumors of all of them connected. I don't know how true any of them are. I still think it's a conversation, the Correa thing, like he might be the best of the few that are left, but there are several guys on the team still from 2017 who were on the other side of what Carlos Correa was part of in Houston. So that's not nothing. So I don't know if that makes it impossible, but it's certainly something to consider when it comes to Carlos Correa. Xander Bogaerts, I know they like offensively. How can you not? I think that there are a lot of people that feel like he's not great defensively. And then Dansby Swanson is an interesting one because, yeah, I think he's the one where it's hardest to figure out what exactly that deal is going to look like, how that's going to shake out, and what you're ultimately going to have to pay him, given that he's had a couple really good seasons, but so up and down for most of his career. So I think that it becomes one of those things where Andrew Friedman always talks about kind of hanging by the backboard, you know, if something and being ready for a guy like Freddie Freeman to come available at a better price. If that were to happen with a guy like Dansby Swanson, then I could see that happening.
The blue guy, there's no doubt. And, you know, as far as Correa, he does have a injury history, unfortunately, like Aaron Judge does and like Jimmy Garoppolo does. So let's segue over to football, and you had a great call yesterday. And boy, that first quarter wore me out. It was like 46 minutes long, and there's just so much going on. First play of the game, Sherfield 75 yards, then Jimmy gets hit, and then we find out early in the second quarter when the 49ers changed the injury report on Jimmy from ankle to foot, and he's out. I went, uh-oh, that's not good. And you got so many, you know, working a network TV broadcast like yours and Pam Oliver down in the field. Did you have any knowledge at all during the broadcast, Joe, that the severity of Jimmy's foot injury, or did you find out after the game like we all did?
Yeah, just like you, Greg, where it was, that ain't good, when you heard the adjustment from ankle to foot and from questionable to out. We didn't have anything factual, but we just kind of connected the dots the way you did, and it was still a bummer to hear, man, when you got the final news, given everything that he's gone through injury-wise and the surprise year he was having, and was kind of turning into a feel-good story of this NFL season. So a bummer all around.
And then, Joe, Brock Purdy comes out 25 of 37, 210, had those couple of touchdowns, a great drive before the half, did throw the one interception of Xavier Howard against Brandon Ayuk. But what were your impressions of him coming off the bench?
I liked him. I actually had him a couple times in college when I was doing college football, and he was at Iowa State. And it was what we saw at Iowa State, which was the dude ain't scared. And, you know, you might think that he's going to be the backup that comes in and tries to just not lose you the game, but that's not him. He's kind of a gunslinger, and we saw some elements of that. I think he saw it reined in some. He played within the system, but you also saw him extend plays and try to make plays. And he's fun to watch, and he far from got him beat. So I think the 49ers got to be really encouraged about what they got from him. And, you know, they already signed Josh Johnson. I don't know if maybe Baker Mayfield is a potential piece, seeing that the Panthers are parting ways with him. But I think you got to feel at least okay with what you have in Brock Purdy.
So the 49ers win. They're 8-4. Seattle keeps on winning. They're right on their heels at 7-5. 49ers got Tampa this week. We'll watch them tonight on Monday Night Football at 5-6. They still lead the NFC South. And the 49ers had a showdown with Seattle in 10 nights. So how does the Jimmy Garoppolo injury, in your mind, change the hierarchy of the NFC, Joe? Philadelphia keeps winning 11-1. You had the Viking-Bills game, the game of the year. They keep winning these one-score games, but they win. They're 10-2. Niners are right there, 8-4. We mentioned Tampa. And then you got the other wild-card teams, Dallas with a better record than the 49ers. Giants and Washington tied yesterday. Giants are 7-4-1, and Washington 7-5-1. As you look at January football, how does the Jimmy injury impact the 49ers' chances?
Well, it's not good, right? I'm going to state the obvious. But I think there's something to be said for if there's a team equipped to handle it and still make a run, it's this 49ers team. The defense, the personality of the running game that they've always gotten. I know it's not quite been what it has in years past, but that's still who they are. And then the ability to, no matter who the quarterback is, get the ball to these dynamic playmakers in space. 49ers lead the NFL in yards after catch. It doesn't matter if it's Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy or, you know, you two guys throwing the ball out there. You get the ball into the hands of Deebo Samuel. You get the ball into the hands of Christian McCaffrey. You feel good about your chances to make something happen. So, of course, it hurts. You'd prefer to have Jimmy Garoppolo. But I do think that they're equipped to kind of handle this and still be a true contender when you get into the postseason.
Joe, you're the best. Thanks, man. I was going to say the check is in the mail, but that's dated, like the Venmo or something like that. But
right.
And we got to get taken care of. So thank you so much, as always.
Anytime, guys. Good to talk to you.
Take care.
Take care, Joe.
That is the great Joe Davis.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.